So the purpose of this course is to understand Christ's wrath. Now remember, one of the attributes of God, remember theologians have discovered that there are 20 plus attributes of God. This is God revealing who he is. One of them most of us don't even think about is that God is revealed as characterized by wrath. Now, you know some other ones. The first one everyone would say is love, right? God is love. And you know the omnis, you know, all the omniscient and omnipotent and all those omnis. But what about this one? It's kind of like wrath. God is a jealous God. Wow. There are over 20 of them, and you know most of them. You know, he is faithful, and he's wise, and keeps his word, you know, that he's immutable, that he doesn't change. But wrath and jealousy? Why does God send the tribulation? Because his wrath, he's storing up against sin. And he's jealous for everything that we pursue other than our Creator. And if we want to understand Christ's wrath, the best way to do so is to look at chapter 6 that we're going to see today and this verse. Look at 2 Peter with me. I'm just going to read it to you. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4. And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning. Who's talking? Verse 3 of chapter 3. Scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts. See, God's wrath is because he hears all that scoffing. He sees all that sin. He so loved that he sent the answer, Jesus Christ. He is so powerful and so present and so knowing, but he is a jealous God who, because of his justice and mercy, will always punish sin. Revelation 6 opens with a period known in the Bible as the Great Tribulation. And to some, hearing talk about the impending arrival of tribulation that the world has never known makes them think it's another science fiction story, a delusion of alarmist Christians. And thus scoffers often mockingly ask, where's the promise of his coming? Everything's been going on since the beginning of creation. Why is God delaying? Well, the reason God is delaying is the mystery of God's patience. That's another thing about God. He's very patient in his attributes. Well, let's see what is going to happen on this world. This chart you see on the slides, again, is a kind of a visual. But I want you to see the flow of the book. Christ's church is on earth because God loves so much that he wants all of us in the church to go into all the world and share the gospel and tell people your life is fragile. And that's a great way to witness. I share the gospel often with people and I say, and I've done this, it's terrible that I do this, but if the setting is right, like I remember I was at we're having our car fixed. We were in Minnesota visiting my son, and we were in this big cavernous garage where they were checking in, and the man with his iPad came up all chipper, and he says, so checking in your car, Mr. Barnett. And we got to talk, and he was kind of friendly, so I said, hey, can I ask you something? He said, oh, sure, and he tucked the iPad under his arm here. And I said, hey, if this big steel beam that's holding this building up crushed you, you know, it fell down and crushed you right now, do you know where you'd spend eternity? And he looked right at me, then he went. You know, he hadn't thought of that thing falling, and he kind of took a step over out from under it and said, why do you ask? And I pulled out my track out of my wallet and shared the gospel with him, and it was just about a 3-minute little blip. I want people to realize their life is fragile. I want them to realize it might not be that big steel beam falling, but life is so fragile that death is inevitable, and Jesus Christ is the only answer. That's why we're here on earth. But then we leave the earth in the doctrine called the harpazo is the Greek word, the rapture. That's the Latin word where Christ takes his church out, promised in all those verses you see on the screen. While we're in heaven, we give an account for, remember, the shopping cart that we come up and put into the river of fire, and whatever doesn't burn up, we receive from Christ as our crown. And that launches the tribulation. The tribulation ends with the second coming of Jesus Christ, his establishment as ruler, sitting on the throne of his father David. But even in a perfect world, the final rebellion takes place, and the great white throne, and then dwelling with God forever in heaven. That's the lesson that we see of the patience of God. He works with the church on earth. While the church is in heaven, he sends in the tribulation time the 144,000, the two witnesses. He sends the angel preaching the gospel at the height of the horrors. He's offering salvation because God so loves that he gave. Christ is the answer.